Michal from Switzerland asked, a friend of mine told me that if a Jewish woman is a center of attention, that if she sings on stage in front of women, or giving a speech for women, or even if she teaches, she breaches some level of her tznius. If you teach, then for chinuch it's okay, but it still breaches tznius. If you do and you want to keep the level of tznius you're on, should you stop teaching? Is there any way to do something to combat it? I really don't know a source for this idea. Just the opposite. The Torah tells us that Miriam sang in front of all the women. Doesn't seem to be that she breached her tznius. And the teaching Torah to women for a woman doesn't seem to me to be a breach of her tznius. Just the opposite. Things that can be done publicly have to be done in a way that are modest, but not that they shouldn't be done, or a person should hide himself away, even a woman. That's why we learn tznius from Hachnosis Kala and Halvoyas Hameis, things that are done publicly, but how a person conducts himself publicly is called the tznius if he does it in a modest way. I don't know of anyone who holds that there is some mila in a woman and not teaching other women to the point where that would overpower the mitzvah of teaching and being involved in chinuch. And again, from Miriam it seems that there's no breach of tznius for a woman to be in the forefront in front of other women, not in front of men.